From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saudi Arabia's King Salman and President Trump signed a nearly $110 billion agreement to bolster the military capabilities of Saudi Arabia. That defense deal, effective immediately, was one of a series of agreements the two countries signed to enhance their military and economic partnerships, including a second defense pact with options valued up to $350 billion over the next 10 years. Speaking at a joint briefing in Riyadh with his Saudi Arabian counterpart, Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on the defense package and what it means.
Today truly is a historic moment in U.S.-Saudi relations. The United States of America, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, are really dedicating ourselves to a new strategic partnership, new for the 21st century, and to charting a renewed path toward a peaceful Middle East.
Tillerson said President Trump's main focus on his visit to Saudi Arabia is pushing back on any threats posed by Iran. President Trump arrived in Riyadh on Saturday to begin his first foreign trip as president. From there, he'll make various stops in the Middle East and Europe, where he'll meet with NATO members and the G7. Reports from northern Syria say Islamic State fighters have executed 19 civilians. That includes two children after kidnapping them from a village thought to be under the control of U.S.-backed anti-jihadist fighters. Details are rather sketchy, and there is no comment on the killings from U.S. officials, but the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors warfare in the country, said the killings occurred between Raqqa, the IS de facto capital, and Deir Ezzor. This is VOA News.